everybody. Welcome to the Stats Podcast. I'm Nicholas, and for the first couple of episodes, I'm not going to worry about the audio around me, the noises in the background. So if my dog starts barking, then I'm going to go out and get him. Or if a family member kicks open the door and wants to get a sound bite in, I'll just let it happen. And then later on, I'll decide for my second episode, where am I going to get the money to buy my $5,000 studio. So yeah, but for now, for the first episode, maybe the first couple of episodes, I'm not going to worry about what goes on in the background. So, who am I? I'm Nicholas. What is my major? I major in mathematics at my community college, and I plan to switch to statistics at the university level. And I work as a math tutor at two tutoring centers at my community college. Why am I starting a podcast? Well, I like having conversations with people. If you hit the right topic with someone, you could talk about that topic for hours and laugh about it and have really deep intellectual conversations about it. And that's one of my favorite things to do. I bring up, whenever I want to have a laugh, I bring up MySpace when I'm talking to people. And I just think that it's funny that when I started, my introduction to the internet was through MySpace. And I find it funny that during a time where our internet wasn't too fast, we used the most complicated social networking website. MySpace had the customize everything on your page. So everyone's page pretty much looked completely different. You had the whatever background you wanted, whatever widget you wanted, like a music player or a little game or like a customized a cartoon character right on your page. And people had their biographies and their entire music playlist that would blast at full volume when you would click on their page. So I find it funny during a time when the internet was really slow, at least in my case, using a micro USB to plug into a laptop where AOL would start up. During that time when we used the most complicated social networking website, which today, like the simpler, the better. Scroll up, scroll down, you know. I know it's on the phone, but even on the website, just let's say Instagram, scroll up, scroll down, double click the like, you know, stuff like that. And MySpace was totally different. And sometimes pages would take forever to load depending on how much somebody had on there. So the point is that I like having conversations, and whenever I want to laugh about something in the past, I always, with somebody, I bring up MySpace because pretty much, I think pretty much everyone had a MySpace. So yeah, that's one of my favorite things to bring up. One of the other reasons why I want to start a podcast is I love fact checking. So I like to make sure that the information I give or the information that I have is reliable. And instead of elaborating on that, I'll just, whenever I present something on here, I'll give the context around it and the source that it came from. I think stats are very interesting. When I was younger, I really loved sports statistics. And even in video games, my friend would comment, "You're too obsessed with stats." And I know stats aren't everything, but it's one of the main things I want to cover. And I believe I can make a podcast revolved around providing context to statistics. One thing I found out so far that it's really hard to choose what statistics I want to use, so I'm going to need some help. As I said, with the not caring about the background audio, there's my Chromebook fan going off. So if anyone's wondering what that sound is. And another thing I like about podcasts, and one of the reasons, another reason why I'm starting one, is because productive procrastination. I learned about that not too long ago during work training. And it's funny, like right now, or for the past couple of days, I should have been working on college applications, or the supplemental applications. I need to shut off my laptop right now. I should have been working on those, but instead, I'm going to turn this off. But instead, I've been working on the podcast. Oh my gosh, this is annoying me. So, in a way, I think working on this podcast is productive. It's something I want to do, and I want to be able to provide people with information and get them to love statistics more and see the ways where it's useful and impactful and ways that it could be misleading, and even give tips on how to spot statistics that should be looked into more instead of just believing them right off the bat. So let me close a couple windows on my computer. So my, it's not going to stop. The fan's going to keep going. Okay. So I have a little outline here. I'm going to start off every show with a wacky stat. And I got this first one from emarketer.com. Should have brought water. I originally looked up interesting stats and on Google, and there was a lot of search results, but I picked the one that had like hundreds. The website said 100 plus, so I clicked on that and I found this statistic, and I searched into it even more, and I'm pretty sure I found the original, where it originally came from. And that's from emarketer.com. So this statistic says, in 2019, American adults are expected to spend on average 3 hours and 35 minutes daily on mobile devices. I do, and that is because of mobile games. Now, from highest to lowest, we have digital audio, so people listening to music and podcasts. Then next up is social networking. And third, I guess it's a tie, is videos like YouTube, you know, video content, and / messaging. So video content and messaging apps are like, they weren't ranked, but they were tied, I guess. That was the best way to put it. In the rank from highest use to lowest. So again, the highest was digital audio, second social networking, third is basically a tie of video content and messaging apps, and then fourth, gaming. And gaming had the slowest growth, according to their report. But I feel like that's going to change because of the new games that are coming out, and a lot more people are using their phones for gaming. So yes, I got my first stat that I wanted to share, my first wacky stat that I wanted to share, and I scrolled down. You know, I really should have brought water. I scrolled down and found out that I need to pay for the pro version on the website to read more. Oh, how disappointing. All that research. I find something I like and I want to share, and I have to pay more for it. And, yeah, of course I'm not going to do that. But I also found out that I could just get the full report for $500. So maybe I should get the full report and share it with you guys. I don't know. Whew. All right. got my water. That would be horrible if I was in an interview or something and when I was talking, I just keep coughing. And I don't want to interrupt or anything, so I just keep a dry throat during the interview. That would be horrible. All right. So where was I? Who wrote this? Oh, I didn't even say what I was going to say. Okay. So it had me, the statistic in 2019, American adults are expected to spend on average 3 hours and 35 minutes on mobile devices daily. That got me thinking about the problem with averages and how they can't be trusted. Well, they can't be trusted. I mean, not completely trusted at first sight. And I looked more into it and I found an article written by Eric Llewellyn. On the website towardsdatascience.com, who elaborates on averages. All right, averages or means are meant to be a measurement across a diverse group of samples, often a cohort of individuals. The primary purpose of averages is to measure changes over time in the same sample group or cohort. It is in this application, or more so misapplications, by using averages for different purposes, that the three most common errors occur. First, it is common in any data set for there to be outliers. I'm going to give you the definition of outliers. An outlier is a value that lies outside, quote unquote outside, which means much larger or smaller, of other data values in a set of data. So a value that lies outside of other values in a set of data. These outliers skew the average of the data set to pull it in their direction. It gives the misimpression that the data points cluster around a point that is higher or lower than where they truly cluster. In these scenarios, it is often best to use the median, which the median is the middle number in a sequence of numbers, to represent central tendency measurements instead of the average or mean, because it's less impacted by outliers. So use the median. Very well put by Mr. Llewellyn. Okay, I didn't miss anything. Secondly, many people tend to think of average as typical. The problem with that assumption in many data sets, certainly those involving humans, is there are many, many exceptions to typical. One could even argue that there is no such thing as typical. For example, one commonly misused statistic is the average divorce rate in the United States, which is often cited as about 50%. If one researches the question, they will discover average divorce rates vary widely based on factors such as age, level of education, profession, race, geography, religious beliefs, etc. As such, everyone is categorized differently by these factors, resulting in many different average divorce rates depending on which factors describe those being measured. Thirdly, the third way in which averages are often wrongly used is in applying them to individual scenarios. Even assuming data is normally distributed, and normally distributed means simply half of the data lies to the left of the center value and half of the data lies to the right of the center value. So again, even assuming data is normally distributed, the probability that any one data point will be the same as the average is 50%, the same as a random guess. And Llewellyn, in summary, he says, means are useful to gauge how one group of subjects or data points change over time. Averages are misleading when used to compare different groups, apply group behavior to an individual scenario, or when there are numerous outliers in the data. So the point is, question the averages you find. Know that averages are misleading when comparing groups. and check for outliers. I know this article goes deeper into statistics than most will have to deal with every day, but I just wanted to conclude with my final point, which is look more into the averages that you hear. So going back to my original statistic, which was Americans daily spend on average 3 hours and 35 minutes on their phone. Let's check my average amount of time spent on my phone. If I go to settings and screen time on the iPhone, for the last 7 days, I've used my iPhone for 2 hours and 46 minutes per day. Lower than the average that, lower than that average statistic. And I don't use too much social media. I only use, if you consider Reddit and Discord social media, I guess. Reddit is I can't even describe it. It's like different communities being sarcastic to each other and making jokes and making fun of each other. That pretty much sums up Reddit, and Discord is a chat website for gamers. So if I used other social media apps, like the more popular ones, then I'm sure I would be closer to that 3 hour and 35 minute average. So look into your own phone statistics and see how much time you spend on each app and how much time you spend on your phone. And I'm sure you'll find some pretty interesting things if you haven't already. Moving on, I wanted to start a section called Misleading Stats. And I want it to be something I do for each episode, but it's difficult choosing which misleading stats I want to use. So this one I found, I luckily found, wasn't searching for it, but got lucky, I guess. This one is written by Simon Mabin, and it's from the BBC website, and the title is Busting the Attention Span Myth. He starts off by saying you probably won't get to the end of this article. Everyone knows our attention spans are getting shorter. It's just obvious, or is it? He goes on to quote, that the average attention span is down from 12 seconds in the year 2000, from the year 2000 to 8 seconds now. That is less than the 9-second attention span of your average goldfish. He says that this has been cited in Time Magazine, Telegraph, Guardian, USA Today, New York Times, National Post, and maybe even heard a Harvard academic citing them on US radio. So Mabin, the author Mabin, wanted to look more into it and found out it was originally assumed that this came from Microsoft's research, but he found out it wasn't. In the report, there's a citation for another source called Statistic Brain. The author Mabin goes to Statistic Brain and sees that they are trustworthy and cite everything. But when he goes to those sources, apparently, those sources themselves are vague. And those sources were the National Center for Biotechnology Information at the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Associated Press. He contacted them, or tried contacting them, and contacting Statistic Brain. And none could find any record of research that backs up the stats. He goes on to speak to people who he says dedicate their lives to studying human attention, and that those people have no idea where the numbers come from either. In fact, they think the idea that attention spans are getting shorter is just plain wrong. Quote, he goes to speak to a psychology lecturer at Open University, Dr. Gemma Briggs, and she says, I don't think that's true at all. simply because I don't think that that's something that psychologists or people interested in attention would try and measure and quantify in that way. Professor Felicity Huntingford, who has spent almost half a century studying fish behavior and just delivered a series of public lectures under the title How Smarter Fish. If you recall, author Mabin spoke to this professor because, well, the original misleading stat that the attention span, the human attention span is less than your average goldfish. So that's why he spoke to this professor. He says that Professor Huntingford, he quotes Professor Huntingford saying, "Fish have become a model system for studying the process of learning and the process of memory formation, exactly because they have a memory and because they learn." The final quote from Huntingford he uses is, basically, fish are a species that's used by neuropsychologists and scientists as a model for studying memory formation. So, author Mabin ends up concluding that goldfish don't have short attention spans or memories, and that there is no evidence human attention spans are shrinking. So Mabin searched and searched, went from source to source, kept going deeper into the research, tried to find the original place where this came from, and just couldn't find it. Couldn't find any evidence that human attention spans are shrinking, or that 12 seconds or the year 2000 or the 9-second attention span for goldfish. So essentially, I think, as of when this article was written, they have no idea where that came from. So this article was written in March 2017. I decided to Google search average attention span in adults 2018. And the top result was from www.cision.com. This website used this misleading stat. And this article was written in January 2018. So Mabin's article was, again, Mabin's article was written in March 2017. And in January 2018, Cision.com ends up using this misleading stat. So it's the top result if you search average attention span in adults 2018. Human attention span is at its lowest ever thanks to technology. And this is the first thing you read when you go to this website. According to a study by Microsoft, the average human being now has an attention span of 8 seconds. This is a sharp decrease from the average attention span of 12 seconds in the year 2000. So basically, this website used the misleading stat pretty much half a year, more than half a year, after Mabin's article clarifying that this was misleading came out. And in this top Google search result, they also say research from JAMP, which I'm assuming is just another source, found that human attention span decreases by a whopping 88% every year. So I go, okay, let's see. I click the hyperlink that they gave for that, and it leads to an article from 2010 about a technology awards show or convention or something. So my question is, why is this the top result? And I hope whoever wants to look more into human attention span, I hope if they run into this, then they can eventually find out that author Mabin from BBC concluded that this statistic about the shortening attention span and the goldfish is we don't know where that came from. And I think the website, whoever wrote it, because it said it was written by a contributor, no cited author, I think they should have researched it a little bit more, because it's not too hard to find the BBC article if you search attention span. So anyway, I'm glad I found a good misleading stat to start off with. A good example of how if we don't look more into the statistics, then we'll just go on and believe it's true. Okay, time for the summary. So, my first couple episodes, I'm going to keep the podcast around 30 minutes. I did have another stat I wanted to share. It's going to be in the news section of my podcast where I talk about stats in recent news. But I felt like for the first podcast, I'm just going to keep it 30 minutes, keep the next couple ones 30 minutes, and hopefully I could fit in the one I wanted to use today on the next one. So this is my first podcast, and my second day ever recording for a podcast, and I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the research, looking into what stats I wanted to find. I'll only say my introduction for the first couple episodes, like why I'm doing this, stuff like that. I'm going to show this to a couple of my friends who are really good speakers, and they could keep up a conversation, and I really like having conversations with them. So I'm going to show this to them and see if they want to be a co-host or have a guest spot, so they could talk about or elaborate more on the stats or just talk about whatever they want. And future episodes, I'll get serious about the sound. I'll find like a quieter place with less background noise. Sometimes I can hear it myself, but in the final recording, like, it doesn't show up. So I noticed that my laptop fan wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So yeah. So today we went over in 2019. Americans are expected to spend an average of 3.5 hours daily on their phone. And that was my wacky stat. And I think it's wacky because 3.5 hours. Like, wow. If we really look into how much time we spend on our phones is... Do we spend that much time on our phones? After that, I talked about how averages could be misleading. So I'm going to make it clear that this podcast isn't going to be stats lessons, just straightforward stats discussion and definitions if needed. I don't want to scare people off by getting too elaborate, diving too deep into the statistics. I will sometimes, depending on, you know, we'll just see. I'll just let it go. See how much definitions I have to use and how difficult it will be to explain everything. So yeah, that'll be fine. Again, remember that an average just tells us the sum of measurements divided by the number of measurements. And question and critique the averages you hear. I know I didn't bring up the sum of all measurements divided by the number of measurements. That is just the definition of average. My main point was to question and critique the averages. But that's basically all we learn from averages. So just get a more in-depth look to an average you have to use or an average you're going to tell somebody else, especially if you're doing some type of research paper for an English class and you're using stats like that. Next, I talked about a misleading stat. Our attention span isn't decreasing after all. That misinformation was repeatedly cited. And my point is to look out for misleading stats. And when I find more, I will cover them. And feel free to let me know if you find a misleading stat that you want me to talk about. Feel free to contact me. I have a text line for this show. It is 1-919-916-4906. Or you can email me at statsstatpodcast@gmail.com. So in the beginning I said, welcome to the Stats Podcast, but I think I'm going to stick with the name Stats Stat, like stats right now. I want to hear stats right now. I guess that was what I came up with, my intention. Now, feel free to send me any comments, suggestions for the podcast or stats I can use. I'd be happy to use them, and I'll be happy to talk about what you told me if you contact me, if you want me to. So yeah, again, I really look forward to the research for this. I will continue to improve, and next episode I'll start covering stats in the news. All right, thank you so much for listening. See you next time.